Mr. Stink by David Walliams. This operation had to be top secret. Chloe waited until darkness fell, and then led Mr. Stink and the Duchess silently down her street, before slipping through the side gates to her garden. "It's just a shed," said Chloe, apologetically, as they entered his new abode. "I'm sorry there's no ensuite bathroom, but there is a bucket in the corner there just behind the lawnmower. You can use that if you need to go in the night."
"Well, this is unimaginably kind, young Miss Chloe, thank you," said Mr. Stink, smiling broadly. Even the Duchess seemed to bark thank you, or at least cheers. "Now," continued Mr. Stink, "are you sure your mother and father don't mind me being here? I would hate to be an unwelcome guest." Chloe gulped, nervous about the lie that was about to come out of her mouth.
"No, no, they don't mind at all. They're just both very busy people, and they apologise that they weren't able to be here right now to meet you in person."
Chloe had carefully picked the right time to settle Mr. Stink in. She knew Mother was out campaigning for election, and Dad was picking up Annabelle from her sumo wrestling class.